puts up the dip signs out there? Does it make sense to put up a dip sign 2 inches before you get to the dip? You're driving the car, so what's the sign? The sign says dip. If you want to help somebody, put it after you hit the dip, you know?
You've just hit a dip. Thank you, I appreciate that.
Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD, Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining, with your host Dave Serio and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Frank, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know, every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I'm Dave Serio. Good time to be with you. We've got a phone that you can give us a call if you've got a question about auto repair, buying and selling information, pretty much anything to do with the automobile business. Feel free to give me a call. 443-847-TALK. That's 443-847-TALK. 8255. Love to hear from you. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so familiar with the vehicle that you're going to have that they're going to give you enough vehicle right there for longevity that they will guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle just by using BG products as recommended. For more information, go to the website bgprotectedforlife.com or call toll free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions, quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation, but did you know it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers? And the warranty is also transferable. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owner at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. For more information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Once again, good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you're doing well. Glad to have you here listening to You Ought to Know. Some interesting things are coming down the line right now. How about an electric vehicle for $7,300? Honda announced that a new light commercial electric van set to launch in spring of 2024 that's ideal for both personal and business use. According to Honda, with a starting price of 1 million yen, which currently amounts to about $7,300, Honda's new electric commercial van is about as cheap as it gets for new vehicles, whether it's a combustion engine or whether it's vehicle. The new EV is based on Honda's light commercial N-Van, released in 2018. However, with a rising demand for zero-emissions EV options for business and personal use, the automaker will carry the qualities current customers love the most: large storage space, ease of use, flexibility, and it also converting it into an electric workhorse. Honda said in a press release yesterday that its new EV van will feature the high level of quietness and powerful acceleration of an electric vehicle. Although the Honda doesn't release specifics, the company aims to achieve a cruising range of about 124 miles. According to Honda, the range is practical enough to be used not only for commercial use, but also daily shopping, commuting to work or school, or even a hobby use. Honda is putting its light EV van through various tests in business settings ahead of its launch in spring of 2024. The Japanese automaker plans to roll out 30 EV models globally in all auto segments by the end of the decade. That's pretty interesting stuff coming out of Honda. We're talking about a vehicle that may be under $10,000. Would that be exceptional? Now I would look at electric vehicles as a possibility if they get into those price ranges. $35,000 and more don't interest me. But for $10,000, you bet. That could easily be a second vehicle that you can use for your commutes and other type of use. Pretty interesting stuff coming out of Honda. All righty. Let's talk about a recall. Right now, Jeep is experiencing a recall. The 2021 model year Jeep Wrangler 4XE 2022 and certain 2023s are being recalled. The affected vehicles may experience an unexpected engine shutdown that results in a sudden loss of power. This can happen even while you're driving and increases the chances of an incident. The components involved in the recall are unknown at this time, and the root of the issue is under investigation. But according to Jeep, they do have a cure, or at least a possible software, by updating the vehicle calibration software in the transmission control module. So what they're going to do is recall these vehicles, do this update, and then hopefully this will take care of the problem all completely at no charge to the owner. We'll see what happens. Let's hope that is the case. We're ready to take a break. I'm Dave Serio. You're listening to You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. You can always visit the website, DaveSerio.com. DaveSerio, DaveSerio.com for more information and the newsroom with all of the latest recalls.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. Driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas.
Imagine selling your car next week and saying to the buyer, hey, don't worry, because the engine is covered against failure for life. It's called the Lifetime Protection Plan for the Engine from BG Products. Now imagine having this huge benefit free with your next oil service when you remember these two letters, BG.
BG.
BG MOA is available at over 17,000 shops nationwide. Find yours at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG. BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
Coming up in just a...
For 2022 Christmas Cash for Kids campaign, we are sitting at...
$143,125.65.
Woo!
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Christmas Cash for Kids from WFMD.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Visit any one of Dynamic Automotive's 5 locations in Libertytown, Frederick, Newmarket, Emmitsburg, and Urbana.
Hafer's Guns is proud to be your one-stop gun shop. As a small family-owned business, we understand nothing is more important than family. When you shop with us, you become family. You get to experience our massive inventory.
Our trained, knowledgeable, experienced staff to help you make the right decisions.
And our stellar customer service each and every time. So come in, get the Hafer experience, and join the family. To all the Hafer family out there, we thank you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hafer's Guns, your one-stop gun shop. 6541 Williamsport Pike, Falling Waters, West Virginia, and 15411 National Pike in Hagerstown.
Pew, pew.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG. It's a huge end-of-season closeout sale at Regency Furniture. We must clear up and close out a lot of inventory fast. That means huge savings for you, plus no interest financing till 2029. Update your home now and save on beautiful Regency looks and styles for every room. Sofas, $399. Two-piece sectionals, $699. Five-piece dining sets, $349. Queen beds, $339. Unbeatable closeout savings, plus no interest financing till 2029. Hundreds of items in stock with fast delivery. You'll save more at Regency Furniture's end-of-season closeout sale. Visit RegencyFurniture.com for the store nearest you.
First and Fast with Free Talk from Frederick. 930 FMD.
And Sheila Harvey, and Sheila Harvey, and Sheila chose a wedding ring. Harvey, and Sheila Harvey, and Sheila Harvey, and Sheila married in the spring. She shopped at A&P, he bought a used MG. They sat and watched TV on their RCA. Borrowed from HFC, bought some AT&T. And on election day, worked for JFK. Then they went and got a charge of plate from R.H. Macy, bought a lay and pink and lacy. Then they had twin baby girls, both with dimples, both with curls. One named B, one named K. Soon they joined the PTA. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila moved to West LA. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila flew TWA. They bought a house one day financed by FHA. It had a swimming pool full of H2O. Traded their used MG for a new XKE. Switched to the GOP. That's the way things go. Fat Harvey, he was really smart. He used his noodle. Sheila bought a white French poodle. Went to Europe with a visa. Harvey's rich. They say that he's a VIP. This could be only in the USA.
The one and only Alan Sherman. Let me tell you something. I'm not overstating this. That man was a genius. We had his albums when I was growing up, and they got played and played and played. I knew every word to every Alan Sherman song at the age of 9. But I tell you, what a genius he was, in my opinion. He was one of the first to take the songs and do the parodies. And what an excellent job. Good, clean humor and lots of fun. Alan Sherman. Bet you, I don't know if you remember him. A lot of people don't. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. Happy holidays, and we hope you enjoy the holidays. Be safe, and hopefully get a chance to spend some time with friends and family. couple things going on in the automotive business. You know, people are worried about this, and the automotive business is absolutely insane right now with pricing. I was talking about that in my Baltimore show earlier. The used car prices, you just don't know where they're going. Some of them are absolutely insane. I have one car that I purchased 6 years ago that I probably, at a dealer, can get what I paid for it as a trade-in. Very close. It's unbelievable. Never have I ever bought a car like that before. But, and it's not even on this list, which I find hard to believe. I think they have to, they may have overlooked one. But anyway, I've got the top 10 list of vehicles right now that have the best, the least depreciation, okay, from MSRP. And we'll talk percentages. First of all, the number one vehicle sold in the country right now, 5 years ago, that is now available at a price is 7.3% average 5-year depreciation is a Jeep Wrangler. That's incredible. A Jeep Wrangler only depreciated 7.3%. And then they have the Jeep Unlimited Wrangler, which is at 8.7%. So those guys just don't depreciate like other vehicles. Of course, they don't change a lot, too. That does help. The vehicles don't change drastically. That does help. Now, another vehicle that doesn't depreciate much over 5 years, Porsche 911, only 14.6%. So that's exceptional. The Toyota Tacoma, your first everyday user vehicle that isn't a novelty vehicle. I'm not saying the Wrangler is novelty, but a lot of people don't use them every day. They have them for separate vehicles. The Toyota Tacoma, a 14.9% decrease over 5 years. The Honda Civic, another everyday user vehicle, did extremely well at 16.3% over 5 years. Again, very good. The Subaru BRZ. Now, they didn't put the Toyota vehicle in that also. Scion had their own version, but that is a 18.2% reduction. The Ford Mustang, 19.4. The Toyota Corolla, another sedan doing very well in the market at 19.8. The Nissan Versa, another vehicle doing very well. And top of the list, number 10, the Chevrolet Camaro at 20.2. Now, I don't know what the Challenger is, but the specialty Challengers hold up extremely well. As I mentioned, my 2016 Hellcat possibly can get what it was sold for in 2016 right now. Very close. So there are a lot of vehicles out there that do that. Resale value, extremely important. And it is, those are your top 10 that are coming through right now. And that will change over the years. If you bought a brand new Chevrolet Camaro right now, it may not be doing that well 5 years from now, depending on what happens. Is the Camaro still going to be manufactured 5 years from now? It doesn't look like that's likely. The Challenger doesn't look likely either, unless it's an all-electric vehicle, and that will change the values. All right, so that has a lot to do with the vehicles that you buy, how you're going to be in a situation where you know what the resale value is going to be. It's a crapshoot. It really is. Nobody can definitely foresee. Now, vehicles like the Porsche 911, they've always garnered a decent resale value. The Ford Mustang also. But again, it depends on what Ford Mustang you buy. If you buy a stripped-down version, they may not hold their value as well. So we shall see. All right, we've got Craig Shipp on the line. Craig, good morning to you, sir.
Well, I can barely hear you. I'm here at Adventure Park.
Okay.
And everybody's having a blast. We're taking a whole bunch of photos here with Santa. But I did want to call in and say hello and then wish you a Merry Christmas and all that good stuff.
Well, thank you. What's going on? Tell us what's going on at Adventure Park right now.
They had a breakfast with Santa, and now they've got a real nice setup here with Santa and snow falling in the background and all that for people to get their photos taken with Santa. And they also have the Grinch here.
Oh, no.
And so everybody has finished eating, and now they're all coming over here for their photos. We started at 10 o'clock, and I've been taking photos nonstop. They're having a blast. Everybody's having a blast here.
Well, the Grinch is going to ruin everything.
He's trying, but hasn't been successful so far.
Well, good. Do what you have to. Make sure Santa overrules that.
Yeah, I'm barely hearing you, Dave.
I understand.
I'm going to have to let you go, but next time, if you all haven't been to one of these breakfasts, they have these throughout the year for different events. If you haven't been, make sure to check it out. They're a lot of fun.
And tell everybody where you are and what you're doing.
Adventure Park, USA. We're about, 7 miles east of Frederick on 70. Just a beautiful place to bring the family.
They've got great food. They've got great things going on, great rides. And the rides are still open, correct?
Not that much. Most of it's inside at this point.
Okay, that's understandable.
But they've got a lot of things to do here inside. I mean, people are having a blast. They've even got a bowling alley in here now.
Great. Very good.
All righty.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for reporting in. Enjoy yourself.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Craig. Thank you. I'm having a little bit of a choking up myself on that. Very good story. I'm glad to hear Craig get a chance to give us an idea of what he's doing. And, spending time at the amusement park, even in the winter, the inside facilities they have are absolutely great. They have a lot going on, like Craig said. As you mentioned, they've got the new bowling alley, too. They really are a great place to take the family. And I recommend it highly because, to take a business like that and take the risk that's involved in starting a business locally, it is incredible. It really was probably one of the most riskiest business ventures I can think of in the last 15 years, as the guys who started that particular property and building there. And they've added everything every year to make it even better. And that's the foresight. Put the money back into the business and keep on adding and making it exciting. They've got a lot of property there. They do a great job. Highly recommend them. If you've got kids, hey, even adults, enjoy the stuff that's going on at the amusement park. Make your way there. All right? All right. We're going to take a real quick break in just a few moments. I'm Dave Cirio. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11. They happen every single time. And Saturday mornings at Free Talk 930 WFMD. The show's called You Ought to Know. We talk cars. We talk car repair. We talk all type of vehicle information. And we're glad to have you on the air. Keep in mind, you also can go to my website, DaveCirio.com. When you get there, you're going to see the homepage. We've got all kinds of videos and stories on that. We also have the preferred repair facilities where we list Dynamic Automotive, Wassler Tire and Auto, BG Products, Jasper Engines, and more. We also list our preferred repair facilities for our Baltimore area also. And we also have the newsroom. Very valuable. The newsroom tells you everything you need to know.
Repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Cirio on 930 WFMD.
Gun event, okay? anti-gun thing at the White House. I'm not big anti-gun, but I just think there should be some regulations just in case. This, like the same way I can't drive a NASCAR down the street, I shouldn't be able to have a machine gun in my house across the street from the school, okay? That's simple, right? This thing, and it's me and a bunch of celebrities, and we speak out against guns. And then I come home and I check out my website, and I look at my website, and there's all these threats on there. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna put one in your head. I'll slit your throat. Don't you dare come between me and my weapon. And I realize, oh my God, I need a gun. I will never get involved in any charity or cause for the rest of my life. You on your own. I don't care what disease it is. I don't care if it's protecting kids, the environment. I don't care. If you see me talking about a disease, I got it.
One of the funny routines from Chris Rock when he was on Saturday Night Live. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930. WFMD. With me, I've got the dynamic duo. I've got Todd and Jose. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, you're doing really great at that. You really are, I tell you.
Yeah, man.
good to have you both. How are things going in dynamic land?
You know, Dave, things are busier than ever before. Oh, my goodness. Like, it is nonstop. It's slammed across all locations right now.
That is fantastic. Fantastic. And all because of the radio program. I take 100% credit for it. I really do.
As you should. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad it's working out well for you guys. You deserve it because you run a quality business from head to toe, all five locations, and you have got great people. Not only, Jose, your two partners, but the people that you have managing your businesses are really great and do a good job.
Thank you, Dave. We try very hard to serve our community in the proper manner.
You do. How's the boat doing?
Well, you know, our boat is still floating, which is better than we can say for one other boat.
Somebody didn't have that kind of luck, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, one I saw that was listing a little heavy to the left on the creek. So
now we have to find out. We have to find out one really important thing, Todd, whether that is better advertising or whether that is worse.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait until the end to find that out. But,
exactly.
Yeah, definitely so. But I'm sure by now they've gotten that one stood back up and everything's going well again.
Let some of the people know what we're talking about, the creek and what you're doing.
So on Carroll Creek, which runs down through Frederick City, they have an event. It's an annual event, Sailing Through the Winter Solstice. And it's an event where they put sailboats along in the creek that are decorated for the holidays.
Unmanned, by the way.
Yes,
we're not,
correct.
We're not worried about that one that's teetering to the left that people are going to lose life or anything. This is unmanned.
Correct, yes. But all of these boats are down there in support of a nonprofit charity that they choose for that year. And it varies between a lot of different local and not-so-local charities. But this year we have selected to support Second Chances Garage, which is second to none in the Frederick County area.
I agree. They're the ones that put vehicles in the hands of people who need them. They use companies like you and to help restore these vehicles, correct the problems that they may have had from donating customers, and just do a great job.
Yes, they do. And I tell you, they've got a lot of reach. They've got a lot of local partners outside of just what we do that help support the cause. So they're such a great organization, Dave.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on in the shops.
Wow. it's been busy. We've got a mix of everything. I tell you, though, it's been tire season. Yeah, it's been tire season lately. You know, it's going into winter time. People are getting those worn tires replaced. And of course, with that comes, you know, brake work and suspension and steering work and alignment. So it's just been nonstop.
And you
this month of December is a heavily traveled month. We're seeing a lot of work coming in the doors. People are preparing to get on the road for the holidays.
We have a local caller that I want to get on the air real quick, if we can, Todd and Jose. Hang in there just 1 second. You'll be able to hear my voice, unfortunately not his. Hi, this is Dave Serio. You're on the air with You Ought to Know. Nope, not coming through. Oh, hold on 1 second. We're going to get you through. Sorry. Give me one more second. I think we're going to get you through. All right, you're back on the air with Dave Serio. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well. We're doing well. This is?
Great. I had a question. I have a 2014 CRV.
Okay.
And it's got really low miles, like 15,000, because I bought it from my mother.
Wow. Okay.
And I just noticed when I would start it up sometimes in the cold, it'd be this like rattle that I hear for about a second or two from the engine area. And I just Googled it, and I saw there was like a technical service bulletin about the variable valve timing controller.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to a shop, and they're kind of hemmed and hawed, and they said it'd be about $1,000. I'm just curious, is it something that's worth repairing, or is it just something I should just live with?
Well, I would live with it, but I think with the way we can get around it just a little bit. One of the ways of doing this, a lot of it has to do with the oil and the quality of oil changes. Your vehicle gets very, very little mileage, so oil gets in there, and it does get a little thick. I would recommend doing a complete oil service with full synthetic oil, and also add a product called MOA to your oil. That's a BG product. You can get it at places like Dynamic Automotive, places that we have here at our service center, and they can add the MOA also. I think that would help considerably. A lot of it has to do with oil flow and oil buildup, and with a 15,000-mile vehicle in that amount of time, there's a very good possibility that you have some oil buildup around that.
Okay. All right, I'll try that. Thanks.
That would be the first thing that I would try.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, yes, sir.
What was the issue with the vehicle? Because we did not hear the concern.
2014 CRV with only 15,000 miles.
And was it oil consumption or what?
No, I'm sorry. The problem was related to rattle at a startup. He was told the VVT system was causing that and that there was be over $1,000 to repair. But I had mentioned the fact that maybe he's got some oil buildup. We see that in the VVT systems once in a while, that oil buildup can happen because of a lack of oil changes. And I'm thinking on a vehicle with 15,000 miles over an 18-year period, there's a very good possibility that the oil in there has built up.
Right, yeah, that's an extreme example. That car has not been driven that much. So different kinds of issues will crop up with those kind of vehicles.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we need to take a real quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments. I've got Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive, and we'll be back in just a few moments, folks.
Lito missed the boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all.
Some inside information to get your gas mileage back. Inside your engine, carbon builds up, clogging the injectors and combustion area. If you want your fuel system cleaned in just one tank of fuel, use what the inside car guys use most. It's called BG44K. In fact, service managers use it almost 3-to-1 over any other fuel system cleaner. To find a shop with BG products, go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG, BG.
In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit jasperengines.com.
Coming up in just a few moments.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Visit any one of Dynamic Automotive's 5 locations in Liberty Town, Frederick, Newmarket, Emmitsburg, and Urbana.
It's a very merry Super Saturday. Save 25% off all furniture at Ashley. Super Saturday, one day of the year. Brighten up your home with our merry best offers. Save 25% off all furniture or 72 months no interest financing. Super Saturday. Add sparkle and style and save 25% off every Ashley living room, dining room, and bedroom or 72 months no interest financing. Super Saturday buys. Sofas $479, queen beds $349, in stock with fast delivery. It's a very merry Super Saturday. This Saturday, 10 to 9 only at Ashley. Visit homestores.online for the Ashley store nearest you.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Criswell Chevrolet and Criswell Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Thurmont are proud to be part of the Thurmont community. Criswell is celebrating 50 years of sales and service excellence this year. So whether you need a new vehicle for work or pleasure, or if you need to keep your current vehicle running smoothly, the friendly staff at Criswell and Thurmont are ready to assist you. They wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season.
Isn't Kathy meeting us for lunch?
No. Ever since she had that fall, she's afraid to leave the house.
But didn't she have physical therapy?
Yeah, they came for a few weeks and she was doing well. But once they discharged her, she didn't keep up.
She should get AgeWell Senior Fitness. They help people improve their strength and balance, and they come right to your house. I was feeling nervous walking on the grass, but since I've been using one of their trainers, I feel so much more confident.
Get your confidence back by calling 240-397-9050 or go to AgeWellSeniorFitness.com.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Happy holidays from all of us. WFMD.
And anyone driving faster than you is a maniac.
You say, look at this idiot here. Will you look at this idiot
just creeping along? Whoa, look at that maniac go. I mean, it's a wonder we ever get anywhere at all with all the idiots and maniacs there are.
George Carlin, of course, idiots and maniacs. You only have two. That's it. That's the only two choices there are. One going slow and one going fast. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. You ought to know. 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We got back up on the stage Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Todd, Jose, sorry we didn't get a few moments to talk about that 2004 Honda, but it turns out, again, I just recommended this time an oil service and the MOA, and let's see if it corrects it at all. But it's better than having the $1,000-plus repair done right now until you know what's going on, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, we can go into this a little bit deeper.
Sure.
We actually have the service bulletin pulled up on the computer.
Okay.
And, Todd?
So, you know, Honda did have an issue on some of these variable timing actuators. There is a bulletin from 13 to 15 Honda CRVs, Cross Tours that have the 2.4 engine.
Right.
And they were manufactured with a defective variable timing control. So it's possible that that might be part of that bulletin.
Okay.
So Todd, specifically, what is this actuator doing with the camshaft?
So the actuator is controlled by oil pressure, which the oil pressure is regulated with solenoids. When it is applied oil pressure, it will rotate or advance the camshaft for more engine performance, better emissions. So they do it for multiple reasons.
So how many degrees of advanced timing can you get out of a typical actuator like this?
Up to 25 degrees, isn't that all that uncommon?
So, Dave,
yes.
You know, this kind of system has been around for a while. I believe that Honda VTEC, what was that, back in the 90s?
It was the 90s. Yeah,
late 90s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that they came out there. And think about that, you know, because if you look at a conventional domestic motor, you have a camshaft attached to a timing sprocket, which rotates via a timing chain, and it's all fixed. But this innovation allowed the camshaft to be advanced in timing, giving that engine better performance, better fuel economy. So that's why we have these actuators installed in these new modern-day motors.
Now close your eyes, guys, and think what it looked like under the hood of a mid-90s Honda or Acura with all those vacuum lines.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, you had layers and layers of emissions and management systems. All put on top of each other, kind of a sandwich situation.
Yeah, anybody that has one of those vehicles now has to be dealing with just deteriorating vacuum lines and driving crazy. I mean, that has to be insanity trying to keep that thing running great.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, that was an operation in the dealerships where we had to replace every vacuum line under the hood because that deterioration would occur. Yeah, and it would take about an hour to an hour and a half to complete properly.
Well, let me tell you something. I've said this before, and I'll say this again. If engineers for automobiles and mechanics for automobiles ever have a convention in the same hotel, there will be bloodshed.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Hey, talk about something else though, that we needed to talk about, and that's Takata airbags. Can you believe that in 2022 we're still talking about them? But another death happened in a 2002 Honda Accord. Obviously, the Takata airbag did not get replaced like it was supposed to, and it went when it was supposed to, but it sent shrapnel and unfortunately killed the driver. This is the 33rd worldwide Takata airbag that has killed someone, 24 here in the United States. And I'm not always pro-manufacturer, but I will say unequivocally that the manufacturers have done a great job of getting the information out that these Takata airbags need to be replaced. This is strictly customers not listening.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had a customer tell me that they had the recall to replace the airbag, and I really explained to them on the phone what was going on with the airbag, if it were to deploy, what could happen to that person. And when they heard that, they were like, okay, I'm going to take it in tomorrow.
Make the appointment.
It's quite dangerous.
My 97 Honda CRV is one of the earlier vehicles with that. Many years ago, I'd say probably 10, that Takata airbag was replaced with a Takata airbag. They couldn't get, at that time, any other airbags to replace them with, so they had to go with the same bag. But the reasoning for that, and it's understandable, is the problem with the Takata airbags is related to two items, heat and also time. And the time caused the airbag to deteriorate. The heat builds up moisture in there, causes the to rupture. So if they get new airbags in there, that gives them another 10 years or so before they have to worry about any other problem. Now, just 2 years ago, I went to the Honda dealer here in Florida and had my second Takata airbag replaced with another brand. and another type of bag. It's no longer the same propulsion system. So I did my 97 CRV is safe.
Yeah, can you explain how an airbag is deployed? Is it air or is it something else?
Well, you talking about me or you talking about Todd?
You.
Okay. Well, the propulsion is almost like a 22 shell in most vehicles. It's an explosion that sends the airbag out. When you have when you have the propulsion like that, you have to make sure that areas of the metal part of the airbag do not come towards the driver. But unfortunately, because of the moisture buildup and due to the heat and then also the longevity, Takata and their propulsion system that they had, which, by the way, I don't think is being used anymore, that propulsion system they have is now eliminated in all the new airbags. But that propulsion system they used then, they didn't know about these problems until years down the road. Literally, and when it activates properly in an accident, okay, like the airbag is supposed to do, instead of it just shooting the airbag at you, unfortunately, it blows apart the propulsion system, and parts of it, shrapnel, can be shot at the driver. What happens is most of the time, either face injuries or neck injuries, and some of them can be fatal.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, because that's how serious this is. It's like getting a shotgun blast to the face.
Yep. And airbags, you don't even feel them. I know people have said they do, and I'm sure there's some marks left over after airbags. I, unfortunately, in my life, have had two airbags deploy on me, both of them at the time they were supposed to, and they did their job, and I am a big airbag proponent. But I don't remember either one of them, okay? I remember them, but I didn't feel them, okay? And
do you remember hearing them?
Oh yeah. You got a lot of banging going on when they go off. Okay, I was doing 60 miles an hour on a 55 mile an hour road, and a car pulled right out in front of me. I had nowhere to go, and I hit this Ranger pickup so hard that I knocked the rear axle out of the truck.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, and my Lexus SC400 that I was driving was totaled immediately. The engine had shifted probably about 12 to 18 inches away where it's supposed to be. All right, still running. Check engine light glowing. And the airbags went off, did its job, and I walked out of that car.
Wow. Very lucky. Very, very lucky.
Yep. So,
yeah. In the old 1960s vehicles, we always heard about stories of engines, drivetrain components coming through the dash and doing a lot of damage and causing a lot of fatalities.
Yep, through the firewall, no doubt about it.
Through the firewall, yep. And now they're designed to drop down, get out of the way, and things are a lot different these days with automobiles. They are designed to crash.
They did call it a firewall, not an engine wall. They weren't planning to try to keep the engine from going anywhere. So,
All right.
Yeah. We've only got 2 minutes. In fact, we only have about a minute and a half. We got to do the five locations real quick if we can.
Okay, here we go. Okay. If you need service and repair in the Liberty Town location, give Todd or Scott a call at 301-694-6250. We are open from 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. If you need service and repair in the Newmarket area, give my partner Lee or Sarah a call at 301-694-5460. Our largest location is located right off of Route 270. That location has a 4-bay quick lube facility, 9-bay repair shop. Give my partner Dwayne or Stu in the quick lube a call at 301-874-8833. And then our Frederick location is run by Big Bobby Allen. You can talk to Big Bobby Allen at 301-662-3300. He specializes in Jeeps and fleet. And then our Emmitsburg location is run by Mr. Adam Trawick. Give Adam a call at 301-447-2800. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know, we'll do a complete DVI inspection free of charge.
Thanks,
thank you,
guys.
Dave.
Good timing. Great job. Thank you so much. Todd and Jose, the dynamic duo, look forward to talking to you guys very soon.
Great time, Dave. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, Dave.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
You.
All right, so all the time we have. Thanks, folks. Have a blessed day. We look forward to talking to you next week live. I'm Dave Sirio. Merry Christmas to you all.
So here's to the Chiefs sunglasses, Red Bull and minivans, and people who had your back when the world didn't understand. See, we won't forget where we came from. The city won't change us. We beat to the same drum. No, we won't forget where we came from. The city can't change us. We beat to the same drum, the same drum.
News Radio 930. WFMD.